We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to
the last podcast of September.
All right.
Technically, she's right.
No, seriously.
It's just a weird...
Not really. It's October in days. Like, the year's basically over.
Is that freaking you out?
No. I was just reminding you guys.
Okay.
I like fall.
It's our last September podcast.
It's not freaking me out. I just think it's crazy how fast this year is going
by. No, I know. It has been weird.
Like, what?
And I'm excited about the fall, but then we know what comes next. You know? It's like...
Look,
the winter. I can't do winter.
I like sweater weather. I just like this season because I love hoodies. I have a lot of hoodies, and I love
fine.
Hoodies.
This will be fine. I'm fine with this.
Good.
It's just talk to me in January. Welcome to
you can't because he'll be gone.
Not good.
Hibernating.
We're glad you're here. In case you're new to this. This is very different than the radio show. Jess, you want to explain?
Yes. The Uncensored Podcast is like the close friends feature on Instagram. So it's supposed to be a safe space, kind of a private space, things that you would only show your besties. So that's what the, you know, kind of the vibe we'd like to create here.
We like to, don't come at us for anything you're going to hear on here. Just don't. Erica's already checking on YouTube. What's up, Erica? Good morning, Adventure JoJo. They're commenting because I actually posted the link for the live show about 30 minutes ago.
So where?
On YouTube.
Okay.
So they're
okay.
Like, oh my God, what's up? And then Adrian, Doe Eyes is actually in Florida.
We hope we're okay.
Give us the latest and we'll check in and see how things are going. I'm scared for my Florida people, man. That storm is looking
rough.
Scary. And what's up, Lori? Can we actually start with a listener mystery really quick this morning? We'll do this. First off, going back on last week's episode, the girl that...
blocked you, ghosted you. We're not sure.
Okay. Yeah.
She literally did respond to one of my stories this week.
She did it?
And I'm like,
Wait. She did respond?
She did respond. And
but
you know
wait,
what?
After the podcast?
After the podcast.
Did she say anything about it?
No. It was just a quick reply or whatever. But like, what are we doing? Do you hate me? Do you like me? Like, what's the...
So then what? What'd you do? Yeah.
Maybe your stuff hasn't been popping up then.
Listen, usually what I do... No, I can't see her stuff. That's the problem.
She can see yours.
Blocked. Yeah, apparently she is still looking at my stuff. So I'm like, whatever. Why is she... I'm still just effed up on why would you block me from your stuff?
So you just took it? You didn't inquire at all?
I mean, what am I going to say?
I mean, you did a whole fucking podcast about it. I would think that you would ask a question.
I was thinking about it, but I'm like, it was a dramatic week and I just didn't have any space in my heart for any more drama.
Yeah.
But maybe I will. Maybe I'll be like, hey, so I know. I mean, it's just so awkward. What do you say? Hey, I noticed.
No, you missed it. No, you missed the opportunity. It's done.
Where your stories been?
I'm saying like if she commented on another one of your posts, like a post of you and Kiki, she's like, hey, stranger.
Hey,
no.
I haven't seen anything from you in a while. Everything
not anymore.
Good?
That was the missed opportunity. You talked all this shit on the podcast. Then she responds, you should have said something. Now you didn't. Now you have to act like you don't care, even though you care a huge amount, obviously.
Got nothing to go with this. Okay, I got another listener mystery we need to solve this morning before we get started. What the hell happened here?
What do you mean?
I go to check the mail today. And we've got a letter addressed to us, Kramer and Jess, 106.5.
Oh.
You know, super nice, right? And on the back, I can tell it's probably something to do with a graduation because it has a seal that's got a little cap on it.
Is that from Queen Pam?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. So...
Is it from Obey?
Just asking because I the stationery looks a little similar.
No, it's from, I won't give too much information, but her name is Anastasia, and she lives in Perry Hall here in Maryland.
Nice.
So I'm like, huh, okay, maybe this is something to do. So I open it up, and it's from a university.
Ooh.
Not even a local university.
I feel like we're opening what like a letter to Hogwarts or something.
I don't want to give too much information away.
Really? Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Then we would have got the little red stamp.
There's like a little circle on there.
I know, but go ahead.
So it's literally a graduation invitation, which is, I mean, that's nice, you know? Like, that's really nice of you to send that to us to
yeah,
think of us.
Sweet.
A December graduation or a May?
Bingo.
December graduation.
No. Here's the weird part. So this letter is postmarked 16th of September. Today, by the way, is a time of release, the 28th okay. of September. This graduation invitation is for August the 20th.
Of next what? Year?
Of this year.
Oh.
Oh, no.
We missed it. Y'all missed it.
2022.
Y'all missed it. I was about to say we.
She sent us a graduation. Literally sent us a graduation invitation.
Wait, how many
to
states?
A different state.
Oh.
A different state.
What state?
But it came, well, the postmark is Baltimore. So, like, it came from here. It's in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
The school is in Missouri.
But we got invited to the graduation or the graduation party?
The graduation.
Oh.
But the graduation was last, it was 6 weeks ago.
A month ago. How many stamps are on it? Because sometimes from different time zones, this mail system is slow.
No, it was sent from Baltimore. It's stamped Baltimore. It was sent from here.
Okay, before we get into it, I think it's very, very sweet that we got invited.
And congratulations on graduating. That's the most important part.
Or is she milking us for something afterwards?
What do you mean?
Like what?
Like why are you, like for a ticket or like a shout out or like why would you send me a graduation invitation? And it's, again, if you sent me this in July.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't think twice about it.
I want to go to the party.
Like yeah. I would rather go to the after party or the out before
y'all
graduation. I need to tell y'all my story too for graduation, but I'll do that at a different podcast. No, but like that's sweet. She probably was like, "Y'all helped me graduate and stuff like that." Y'all probably did help her in some type of way.
I think we need to reach out to her first on the confusing dates. Second, you know, the reason for the invitation.
I'll tell
you
what.
And then also congratulations on actually graduating.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, for sure. I'm just.
And what's your major?
I'll see if we can.
Because if her major is similar to this, she's probably looking for a job.
Could it be that? I just think it's weird to send somebody a graduation announcement that much, literally. So
I don't think that was on purpose. I don't think that's on her. Yeah. I feel like there must have been a mix-up. You know how crazy the mail has been?
I know, like right? Wants something from us.
No.
Because it took me like 3 months to get something that I ordered off of Amazon. And that was during the height of COVID. But and the mail system has not been the same since COVID.
She didn't send it until the 16th. Anyway, I'll see if I can find this girl.
Yeah.
If your name is Anastasia, you know what we're talking about.
That's so sweet. Also, congratulations and thanks for the
Let
invite.
Us know.
Yes.
Are you going to get another tattoo? What's going through your head?
I don't want to, but I kind of feel like I'm being left out or some peer pressure. Or I'm also kind of afraid that I'll do something when I'm intoxicated and then regret it the next day.
So what's the issue?
So my little sister, Butter, is getting matching tattoos with my two best friends back home. And they're getting SZA-themed tattoos. The artist.
Oh God!
And they're like obsessed with her. They're obsessed with the music. Like their vibe, which I respect. Like I mean, I'm like the ultimate fangirl. So I'm not the one to like tell somebody how dare you and why would you get that. If like there's a connection, I respect it.
Wait, what is?
I would do that.
What is a SZA tattoo?
No, so there. No, I mean not exactly. When you say like a SZA tattoo, there isn't just like, oh, hey, I would like to get the SZA tattoo. Like anyone can kind of get whatever they want relating to her whatsoever. Like
the song lyrics,
for example. My friend Jarrell is gonna get Control on his knuckles because that was the title of her album Control.
Okay.
Shane is gonna get like this outline he found of her of what she looks like on the album, like on his forearm. And then I don't know what Butter is gonna get, but yeah, I'm not. Included in this.
Were you invited to and you turned it down or you weren't even invited in the first place?
I wasn't really. You know what? I feel like I was not invited in the first place. And mm-hmm. then they tried to like include me, but I was like, I don't want to get a tattoo. Like, I don't want to do it. But like.
But it feels weird being left out.
In the beginning, they never invited me in it.
Uh-uh.
How's that going, by the way?
How's
that friendship going? I feel like we've been here for 2 years now, and
which friendship? There's three people involved.
The Jarrell.
Jarrell was just here.
Jess just had her best friend, one of her best friends in town.
Yeah,
and this is the first time that he's ever been to Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
How
he would pick a cold time to come? By the way, that's weird. Why would he come during cold?
What do you mean? It's fall. Like, it was two days ago.
It's beautiful right now. This is like the best time to come.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. This is like the only time I let people come here before the winter. Before the winter.
Don't
and like
come.
To miss the humidity.
Yeah, do not come in the winter.
But also fall's my favorite, so I want them to come during this time.
So how is that friendship feel, by the way, when he was here? Because, you know, I feel like 2 years has gone by.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know it with my friendships, like, every time I see, like, if I either go back to California, people come to visit me, every time it feels a little more and more removed. I think especially, like, in this kind of situation. So everybody's kind of moving on. They're getting their tattoos. You know, oh, we still got our little thing going here because we all still live over here. And you still live over here. And this is, like, to me, like, is Jess being left out because she is not top of mind when it comes to the locality of the group, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. So they all don't live in the same place. So Jarrell still lives in San Diego, and then Butter and Shane are in Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
But this was his first time coming out here, and also it's not like just because I haven't seen Jarrell in a year doesn't mean I haven't like spoken to him in a year. You know what I mean? We speak like pretty frequently, but I think it was interesting being together. Like, this is the most grown up we've ever been together. So it was kind of bizarre.
Well, you've changed so much in 2 years.
Well, for full circle, like, Jarrell is the only person, only friend in my life that has seen all the places where I've lived. So I've moved like 13 times, I think, in San Diego, like from apartment to apartment, living room to living room, sharing this room, couch surfing here, whatever, whatever. And he's always like seen me where I was and visited me. So I think to finally have him see me like in my house, like in my apartment that I've never had before, was like really, really cool.
Yeah.
But our lifestyles are very different because, again, like, I'm just like the time that I have to work and what I'm doing versus like what he's able to do in San Diego and the different lifestyle that he has.
Right.
So I think that definitely. And then also, you know how annoying it can be with the time change. There's a time change on top of like having different lifestyles, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that was something to kind of get adjusted to. But yeah, I think it is a little weird and takes some adjusting, kind of realizing that it's like a separation, but also I think we're just like into different things, you know?
Than you would have been 2 years ago?
Well, yeah. Well, I think just like even like the tattoo, whatever, I feel like, you know, I'd be like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But
that's why I'm surprised. Like when you say that you didn't really want to get one.
And
like,
when they were talking to me
like
about
Jess,
it.
Literally, in case you don't know, Jess has a Mortal Kombat tattoo.
But see, that's different though. I got with my dad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But you know what? What I will give you, I have three tattoos on the back of my arm that I got in my parents' kitchen one time.
Yeah.
And there's just like, they're my tattoos.
No meaning, no real.
I've given them meaning, but like, let's call it like it is. It was in my kitchen, in my house.
That's why I'm surprised you would turn down, like if the group's getting a tattoo, I'm surprised that you wouldn't get one. Because two years ago, you easily would have been like, cool, what time? Well, I'll be there. Wouldn't have thought twice about it.
No, and those are changes that I'm realizing within myself where it's like towards the end of it, they're like, come on, Jess, let's do it. And I'm like, I don't have any more space. I don't know where I would want to put it.
You got plenty of skin. You got plenty of skin.
I have plenty of space, but I'm very like, I don't know where I would want it, and I'm not that connected to it, and I'm just like, you know.
So what do you think? What's the change? Why do you think it's changed? Because it was, and was that weird for them? We talk, if you listen to this podcast a lot, we talk about new Jess and old Jess a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like another sign of new Jess versus old Jess. And for them, they're probably just used to old Jess because that's who they knew. The last time you guys hung out, you were old Jess.
Yeah, but I think, something that I've always been a scaredy cat, and they know that about me.
But you got plenty of tattoos.
I know, but like, out of like the group, I've always been the, I don't know if I want to kind of person, and then was easily manipulated or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like pushed or like just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm like, I don't want to fucking do it. I said what I said, but I'll go for moral support. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Jarrell got his nose pierced and he was like trying to get me to get my septum pierced so bad. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw that one.
Whereas before, I probably would have gotten drunk and agreed. And what probably helped the fact was that this was during the week. It wasn't a Saturday, so I wasn't drinking on a Monday, you know? But I'm like, all these things.
I wasn't drinking on a Monday.
All these layers, you know what I
mean?
All
Jess would have for sure been wasted, by the way.
Oh, totally.
Good for her not drinking on a Monday.
Totally.
I know. It's big for her. It's a big step. It's actually a really big step. Do you have tattoos, Hassan? Do you have any tattoos?
I have 12.
Oh, yeah, I saw the one on your chest.
I have 12, and I'm about to get two more.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you hate the most? If you had to put the one at the very bottom of the list, which one is it?
My first tattoo on my left arm.
Which is?
My name in Japanese. I just don't like the font of it, and I'm going to get that redone.
Mm. I didn't know you were like a anime guy.
I love anime.
Yeah, didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I'm getting One, actually, the next two tattoos are from two different anime shows that I'm watching.
This is what I don't want, though, in my life. I don't want to ever sit back and be like, I hate that tattoo on my body. Because there's no, you can't go back.
No, I don't.
But you don't hate it. He doesn't hate it.
But you just said out of all 13 that I have, which is my least favorite one, it's just that one because of the font. Because I got the design of it, my name in Japanese cartoons, because I took Japanese classes in middle school.
Yeah.
So that's when I fell in love with it more. It's just the font I didn't like because we got it off the internet, did images, we Googled it, and I remember my homework assignment, this is how you spell my name in Japanese characters. And then when we put it in Word to print it out, to print it on the stitches, it made it bubbly, and I didn't like the way it looked.
It's all cute.
I couldn't back out of it at
looks
that
like
time.
Looks like Sanrio at that point.
Not Sanrio.
It's got Hello Kitty next to it.
But I think with tattoos, it's like I don't regret any, but like there's three that I had, and I was like too scared, so I got them smaller than what I would have liked.
Yeah.
Whereas like now I wish I would have gotten in more detail, but at the time I was just like scared.
Do you think that makes me non-committal because I don't want to get a tattoo?
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's anything wrong with people who don't like tattoos.
I just don't.
My father don't have tattoos.
I don't get the point of them. I'm not like against them. I'm like, oh, how dare you? I just don't feel like there's anything in my life.
Yeah.
Take my mom, my favorite person in the world, take Kiki, that I would still want on my body for the rest of time. Where did you go on that?
I have no idea.
The sun just popped off of our live stream.
Yeah, I'm here though.
I'm just afraid that I would just change my mind. And then what? Mm-hmm. You know, like Celia says, she's got two tattoos that she needs to get replaced or to get removed right now, you know?
That happens, girl.
And God, you know my dumb ass. 10 years ago, I would have had my ex-wife.
The removal is way more painful.
There's a numbing cream for that though. They have released tattoo numbing cream for tattoo removals.
I just don't want it. I don't want it.
Don't get it. You don't have to. You don't have to.
I'm just even imagining like what would you do, honestly? You and Garage, I know we're kind of on a time limit today, but you and Garage, you know, you pranked him that you got his name tattooed on you.
Would I get his name still? Hell yeah, I would get his name still.
Today?
Yeah, I would get it today.
Would you get that same spot that you got the tattoo?
No, it wouldn't be the same spot. It wouldn't look the same or anything like that, but I would get it.
Would you do it before you got married?
Yeah.
Like today you'd get it?
Yeah.
Would you have done that with your ex?
No.
Yeah?
No, seriously.
Old Jess.
Dead ass, I would not.
Drunk.
No, I wouldn't. Because even old Jess knew it was a shit show. I was just in it to win it. You know what I mean?
I don't. I don't know what that means. What do you mean you're in it to win it?
Hey, you know, you're just fucking in it. You know, it's shitty, but you just don't know what else to do. But no, I would not have gotten his name on my body. Mm-hmm. And who knows? I don't plan on getting a tattoo. But when I'm at home, I tend to feel differently.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. When you get back. Well, Jess is, by the way, is heading to Stockton this weekend. We'll have... we'll be back by next Wednesday, so everything will be on normal schedule. Hassan, yes.
Two points I want to make. First of all, why is your sister trying to move in on your best friends? That's a problem.
She's not.
Yes, she is. She's trying to move in. She's trying to kick you out. She's trying to replace you.
I'll answer that first. Okay.
And then, what's the other point? And the other thing about getting a tattoo, like, if they really include you could have got it here. It's not like we don't have tattoo shops here.
No, because all of us are going to be together when we are at home.
It's like a thing.
Oh, they're all getting it, like, this week when you go home.
Well, because we're all going to be there for a wedding, because we're not all together. Jarrell doesn't live there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And so, my sister isn't trying to move in on my friends. I think what's, like, really special about my family is that my friends are my family. You know what I mean? And what I love about it is that it's, like, I know that there are people watching over her, and it feels like, you know, there's still a connection there. And so if she's hanging out with anybody, I'd want it to be my friends.
Got you.
We're gonna move on to something kind of more serious. I literally was having such a freak out last week, and I didn't tell Jess this story. Like, I still haven't told her this story yet. And it's gonna be kind of serious. I want to be extremely careful with this conversation. But I want to have an open conversation without amplifying any stigma.
Okay.
Safe. Can we say that after the break, we'll come back and this will be a safe place to speak freely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. After the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, I had a meltdown last week, and I was not doing well at all, because if you don't know me, I'm a massive hypochondriac, and not a massive, like on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm probably a 6 or a 7, right? I don't live my life in absolute fear, but I'll be the first one to go to the doctor over the littlest things, right? That's like where I'm at. So maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I started to have pain when I peed. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. Now, that's not abnormal for me, because that sounds weird, but I...
Not really, because men get UTIs.
Well,
sometimes.
It wasn't a UTI. I've got like chronic prostate problems.
Oh.
So to have a little irritation, not the end of the world. But after like a week or two, I started to like get in my head. I'm like,
is something wrong?
Oh my God. Like, is there something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get a FaceTime, or not a FaceTime, but a virtual doctor's visit with my, with a PA. And she was like, I don't think it's an STD, but I'll tell you what, we'll just run a full panel on you just so you can, it's probably your prostate. We can also run a urine test to make sure there's no kind of infection and you should be fine. I'm like, okay, cool. So go there, give them a little TT and a little blood work. And Monday, right after the show, I get all my results, I get a notification, hey, your results are back in. And my herpes test came back inconclusive.
Okay.
Mm.
And I don't know why I have... One of my biggest fears in life is contracting herpes. Now, the reason I said I want to be really careful about this is because I actually have a few people in my life that have genital herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know like the stigma that comes with this. And what I don't want this conversation to turn into is my anxiety to turn into making anyone...
Like you're talking shit.
That I'm talking shit.
Yeah, you're just like expressing.
I just want to come from the place of like what I was going through and like my absolute fear of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I get this back, and this is literally like right when you walked out the door on Monday, last Monday. And I freak out.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Inconclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean? So I call the doctor's office, and she's like, well, I wouldn't be. She's like, have you had any kind of outbreaks recently? Has there been anything in your life that you can think of? Now, honest to God, no joke. I probably teledoc my doctor or a doctor randomly, and just one of you just get connected to on the internet 3 to 4 times a year about herpes, because I'm so freaked out by it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't have sex with a new partner, I get completely, I don't know. It's like, it's just in my head. It's like this, like,
it's just a phobia.
It's a phobia. It's my, mm-hmm. like one of my craziest phobias. So I'm like, well, I've never had this show up before, but herpes is one of those things that like you can get and it literally show no symptoms.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, like literally no symptoms for years. Because
technically we all, if you're sexually active, we all have the, I don't know the correct medical term for it.
Same thing with like cold sores and stuff like
yes.
that, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes. But we all have like the, not, it's not, I forget the correct medical term, but we all have the.
I get what you're trying to say.
Gene,
yeah.
quote unquote, to activate herpes. So yeah. We all have the herpes thing. It's just an active.
Not quite mm-hmm. true. Let me, because
yeah,
trust me.
That's what I'm saying. I think I might be wrong about that, yeah. but I think we all have that.
About 80% of us have mouth herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And about 1 in 5 of us, so 20% of the population.
You said not true. I have the information.
Trust me. Yeah. I have done my research. Most people have mouth herpes.
About it. Yeah.
Now,
right.
with these blood tests, also, it can't always differentiate between mouth herpes and genital herpes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So all I do is I get this result that says inconclusive. And I'm like, what in the fuck? Because now like one of my biggest anxieties has like come true. Now, I got to be honest with y'all. Sex life, not active very much right now. I would say I'm quite in a slope. So I wasn't worried about like something new, but I was like,
something coming. Oh my God.
Did my high school girlfriend, you start going through like every possible sexual scenario in your life of like,
well, you've been very vocal about a time where you were, you know, seeing multiple people at the same time.
Yeah. And then I was like, did I, and then it came on to me. Have I given this to anybody?
Yeah.
Because trust me, even when I don't have a new sex partner, I probably still do a full panel STD check for 2 to 4 times a year. Just crazy like that. Insane, I get it. But also, they don't typically check for herpes every time. The CDC does not recommend that you actually check for herpes unless you have an outbreak. But you can still have a gene in your body and you can still pass it to somebody else.
Yeah, because certain hospitals don't have tested for that.
So they don't typically test you unless you specifically ask for it. Most likely they're not going to. And that's what my doctor, every doctor's told me that for years now. Of like, because some people will have it lying dormant in your body. Mm-hmm. But if you never have an outbreak, the chances of you giving it to someone is so small. Still can, but like they don't want your mental health to be all crazy about it. So
what happened?
So she's like, come back in. We'll do 2 more tests. Mm-hmm. To see, because these tests are kind of inaccurate. Don't freak out yet. And I'm like, you can't tell me not to freak out about this.
But it can happen. Stuff can happen.
So come back in, take another test. And that took all week. Like literally, usually they get results back in 24 hours. It took literally till Friday to get 2 more test results back that showed negative. And I just don't know if my fear of herpes is completely irrational or if everyone else has the same type of like anxiety when it comes to that.
Wait, but the test came back negative on Friday. Okay, both. So you're
fine.
Clear.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm good.
And I don't think your fear of herpes is not irrational. Like everyone has that fear.
Do
of
they
know?
That was my question
STD.
Because I was talking. I was talking to one of my friends, and he was like, "I mean, like, okay, so like you get a bump every now and then. Like, it's not going to be like the end of the world." And I was like,
"It could be because it depends on the person. It, like for you, it seems like this is a legit fear.
Like, do y'all think about it? Like, does it go through your head at all when it comes to? We can just talk about herpes or STDs in general. Like, do you think about even when you were like sleeping, you know, with other people or anything like? Does it ever go through? Because I am crazy about STDs. I won't sleep with anybody new until they've had an STD test. I won't. I just won't do it because am I a crazy person?
No, that's smart and healthy.
Or do most people feel this way?
That's the safe way to do it.
That's literally, you're the safe way of doing it. But people should do more the way you do it. I personally do not. I get checked. I do get checked twice a year, every 6 months.
Yeah.
I do personally. But do I consciously think of it every single day? No.
So I might be extreme.
You might be extreme. A little bit on the extreme side. But me personally, I do think about it. But not to that extent.
Yeah.
I do practice safe sex more often.
Yeah.
I mean, I should do it a little bit more.
I try to do it, you know, when I can be safe. Like, I mean, how often do you think you use, like with a new partner, how often do you use protection? What percentage of the time you think?
A new person?
Yeah.
The first 2 times we're using a condom.
And then you don't need an STD check. You'll just trust them after the third time on. You're just like, okay, it must be fine.
I do it myself. I don't like tell them, hey, we need to get checked together or force them to get checked. I get checked myself.
You just go, but you'll let them put their genitals on you and you don't need any kind of proof.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm normal. I may be abnormal. Jess, am I a crazy person?
I don't think you're crazy. I think you're paranoid.
Yeah.
I think you're just a paranoid person in general. But I feel like, unfortunately, when I think about the times when I was hooking up with people, I made sure that we had a condom, but like I wasn't thinking about STDs, and not because I didn't care, but it's like at that time I just wasn't paying attention. And I hate that. Like now that freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
When I think about it, putting myself in those kind of situations, but I just wasn't, I was just careless.
So now let's say you and Garage Boy were to break up today, okay? And you were to go back out in the dating
world.
And I
started dating, it'd be very different.
What do you think you would do? How do you think you would handle it? Because I swear to God, I will stop in a moment of passion. I can only think of one or two. I swear to God. I'm like, no, we can't do this until you show me your STD check. I won't do it.
Not in a Seriously? Moment of passion.
We'll be making it.
I believe close, him. I believe it.
It's not worth my anxiety. It's not worth that. Go
get it. Because you probably wouldn't even be able to perform.
No, I'd be too paranoid. Yeah. Honest to God. And that's why I just don't know if I'm on the extreme side. Like, I had a meltdown last week.
I think you're on the extreme, but I think it's just a matter of getting a hold.
This is a healthy extreme.
I know. I think you need to be better at getting a hold of your anxiety, but I don't think you're wrong for being careful.
So how would you think you would handle it now if you went back out in the dating world?
I don't see myself hooking up with someone the first time I meet them.
Yeah.
Because I've done that previously. Hello. But.
Well, I mean, yeah, I but that, that did, would did, happen. Did you ask him for an STD test or vice versa?
Bitch, no, I fucking didn't. Yeah. No, I fucking didn't. I didn't. I wasn't thinking. You want to know why? Because we were lit and I wasn't thinking and I just was like in love with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And even like thinking about that now, like I can't. And also, like, we're outside. Like, it's hella fucking dirty. Like, ew. Yeah. In a garage.
This is the least of your worries.
Yeah. Literally. We were in the dirtiest.
You had a rat crawling on you. So.
We're in the dirtiest area of my home. Like, when I think about that, I'm like, oh my God. But now I think that I would definitely just verbally ask someone, like, when was the last time you've been tested? If we were to, like, get into that, just because I don't want to.
I won't even do it. You know? I won't even ask. I need to see the documentation.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, he wants to. He will not do anything until they get tested and they show
I
him.
I want to see the documentation. I had a girl one time that was like, oh, no, I did it. And, like, I'm like, no, I need to see it.
Yeah. Like,
I just don't know if I'm crazy, y'all, or not, but I literally.
But I would ask, and I would just take it. I think I would have to take their word for it. You know,
I'm just stuck that he said he literally stopped in the middle.
Oh,
I'm like, wait, did you, was you making out then stop? Or like,
yeah,
was you?
No, clothes and come off. Like,
clothes, everything was off, you was on top, then you stopped.
I will let you enjoy yourself on my penis orally if you'd like.
Oh, fuck you. No, the title of the podcast is Stops in the Moment of Passion.
Yes. Oh my God. That's
enjoy yourself on my penis. Fuck yeah.
You may enjoy yourself orally all you
Sorry.
Like.
Sorry.
But
not
when
enjoyment.
It comes to genitals, we're Hello. Stopping to see that result. That's
gotta see them papers, sweetie.
That's sick.
All right. Thank you guys for putting up with our craziness. Check in with everybody. We'd love to say hi to you on social media. Jess?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT, and my podcast, Low Key. Let's see if I have a tattoo next week.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. She gets back from Stockton. Hassan?
You can follow me at Stan Willie, and just follow me at Stan Willie. Oh, Stan Willie too.
And he needs no STD. You can slide right in his DMs, and then he'll slide right in you, okay? Like, hello.
I mean,
yes. I will need documentation. You can send that over my Instagram if you'd like to. It's that guy, Kramer.
Do not send documentation.
And I will, my podcast is called Certified Mama's Boy. You too. Love you. Everybody say I'm a little extreme. Maybe it's a little much. I don't know.
Right.
Queen Pam, we love you.
Love you.
Love you so much.
Love you.
We'll see you guys. That won't translate. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Stay civilized. Bye, girl. Bye. Bye, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.